The following program is rated PG. Please be advised that what you are about to hear may contain mature themes, mild uses of bad language, and some instances of violence which may be unsuitable for younger listeners. Parental guidance is suggested.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Doctor Who, Planet of Doom, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, Part 3.
Hold on, just wait up a moment.
We can't afford to waste any more time.
Listen, I'm sure I heard something.
What is that?
See? We're it too now.
We certainly hear something.
Quiet a minute.
You said something about Farran ships. How many were there?
There were two ships in the vicinity of the battle. The Farran cruiser you were taken from, and a larger ship.
And did this larger ship attack you as well?
No, it did not.
Interesting.
Does it matter how many ships there were?
Oh, possibly. Can't you see? If there is another ship out there, then things are not as they seem.
What do you mean?
Am I correct in assuming that you breathe a certain high concentration of ammonia?
Indeed.
I thought as much.
Is that significant?
Well, in an enlightened view, everything is significant. The machinery I saw outside, it's for extracting ammonia from the planet's atmosphere, correct?
Yes.
You not only use ammonia for breathing, but as a form of energy for running the ship, yes?
Correct. But our fuel tanks were damaged during the crash. We cannot hold much ammonia for a very long period of time. And the ammonia content in the atmosphere of this planet is so minute that we will not be able to maintain life support for more than a few more hours. Our plight is hopeless. The Grok merely wait to die.
Not so. Well, not any longer.
Why do you say that?
Because I'm going to help you.
But you were helping the Farrons. Why should you now help us?
Look, if there is a way I hope to help both you and the Farrons to get off this planet, and perhaps even to resolve this conflict of yours at the same time. And in case you're wondering, yes, I'm that good.
What do you suppose it is?
It doesn't sound like a Grok probot.
Well, then what could it be?
I suggest we find out. Attack force, spread out and search!
Oh, no, not now. I was afraid of this. Oh, damn. Only one quarter power left.
What are you talking about?
It's my energy weapon. I'm at less than half power now. If we get into an extended gunfight, well, let's just say I'll be a sitting target.
Never mind that now. The noise is our chief concern at the moment. Come, we must discover what it is.
How can you hope to end 2 centuries of conflict between the Grok and the Farrons?
A little diplomacy goes a long way, trust me.
But how can we trust you?
Well, look at this face. Oh, go on, I have an honest face and you know it. I mean, your soldiers searched me. Did they find any weapons?
They did not, but it does not prove that your intentions are good, Doctor.
Well, you've got me there, I'm afraid, But look at it this way. If I'd meant you any harm, wouldn't I have tried something by now?
Perhaps.
Exactly. Of course I would have. Right? Now, I really need to get back to my ship, if you don't mind, of course.
How do I know this is not simply a trick? You may be trying to escape the Grok and this planet. If you intend to leave us to our fate...
No, I promise you. I simply wouldn't do that. It wouldn't be cricket.
Cricket? I do not know this word.
Just take it from me. I couldn't do anything like that. I'm perfectly trustworthy.
If the Grok take you to your ship, you could escape. What guarantee do we have that you will not attempt to do so?
Well, all right. How about this? One of your soldiers can come with me. I'll give him the grand tour of the TARDIS.
TARDIS? What is a TARDIS?
Oh, that's the name of my ship. T-A-R-D-I-S. TARDIS. She's like family.
Ah! Family? Yes, this I understand.
What is going on? Hold on a moment. I'm not doing that. It's almost as if the TARDIS is manipulating herself. The Doctor is always saying she is more than a mere machine. I wonder if the old girl really could be alive on some level. Oh no, we're taking off. But listen, you silly machine. The Doctor isn't back on board as yet. We can't leave without him.
There, do you see it?
What is it?
I'm not sure, but it looks like some kind of hovering camera. It's sort of similar to the Doctor's little device, but much larger. Could it be another one of them probes of some kind?
To my knowledge, the Groks don't possess any probes of this kind. This is a completely new technology to me.
And maybe we're not alone on this planet after all.
What do you mean?
Maybe there's another alien race on this world.
Alien known as Doctor will help us. You two will escort him to his craft in the jungle. He may be able to help us escape our fate on this planet. He is of vital importance. Protect him at all costs and allow him to lead you to his ship. It is still unclear if he can be fully trusted, so be cautious. As agreed, only one of you will accompany him within his craft, while the other stands guard outside.
We will comply, leader.
Excellent. Lead the way, boys.
You will walk between us. Lead us to your craft.
Oh, all right. Good. Yes, let's be off then.
As we move, the device moves with us.
He's definitely watching us, there's no doubt of that.
What do you think we should do about it, Max?
I think we should destroy it.
Is that a wise course of action? Shouldn't we discover what it is and where it comes from first?
I say we get it before it gets us. Are you with me or not?
Are you often overcome by such violent tendencies?
Violent tendencies? I like that. My instinct is for survival. If that calls for, as you say, violent tendencies, then the answer is yes.
Status report, Captain.
Yes, Lieutenant Barra.
I can report that the Pharaon crew are now down to 30%, the Grok crew remaining at 70%. However, there may be a problem.
The odds are in favor of the Grok, Barra. What problem could there be?
Captain Drake, an outside interference has been detected.
What? Show me!
Is your vessel
very close now? We left it just over here. That's odd. No, that can't be right.
Where is your vessel?
That's just it. It doesn't seem to be here anymore. But I'm sure I left her here somewhere.
If this is some kind of trick, our leader will not be pleased.
I promise you, it was here. Right here, in fact. See the indentation? You can see that it was there. And besides that, your own probes scanned it, remember?
How could it have been moved?
Maybe we're not alone on this planet. Maybe there's a third party working behind the scenes.
I do not believe you. You somehow moved your vessel to keep the Grok from using it.
I swear to you, I'm telling the truth.
It is my assessment that you have been wasting our time. We will now return you to our ship, where you will answer to our leader for your deception.
Was it necessary to destroy the device? Now we may never know what it was.
You know, somehow I can live with that. The way I see it, I've made us safer for us to move around in this jungle.
You're a very rash man, Max.
Rash? Suppose I just saved all our lives.
And suppose you've simply just angered whoever was observing us, thus putting us all in even greater danger.
Look, we can argue this point later. Right now, I suggest we get after the doctor before it's too late.
We agree on that much then, at least?
I'm so glad we see eye to eye on something.
Very well then. Come along.
These are the images the Rome Quarter was taking just minutes ago, Captain.
It's a Pharaon patrol. So what, Lieutenant Bearer?
If you will watch the image, sir.
As we move, the device moves with us.
He's definitely watching us, there's no doubt of that.
What do you think we should do about it, Max?
I think we should destroy it.
Is that a wise course of action? Shouldn't we discover what it is and where it comes from first?
I say we get it before it gets us. Are you with me or not?
Are you often overcome by such violent tendencies?
Violent tendencies? I like that. My instinct is for survival. If that calls for, as you say, violent tendencies, then the answer is yes.
Who is that man with the Pharaons?
Unknown, sir.
When did he arrive, Bearer?
Again, sir. Unknown.
By what means did he arrive, Bearer?
Unknown, Captain.
How many of these strangers are there, Lieutenant Bearer? And do not say unknown again.
I'm sorry, sir. We simply don't have that information. The mail destroyed the Rome Quarter before I could get that information, Captain.
Lieutenant Bearer, you know how I deal with failure. Not very well.
I simply need more time, sir.
Time, Lieutenant Bearer, is something you no longer have. Replace this useless waste of flesh with someone more efficient. Those who fail me die. Everyone here should do well to remember that. Send another Rome Quarter down to the previous coordinates. Show me the surface of the planet. I want to see what the Pharaons and the stranger are up to.
She's here. See, I told you so.
This is your vessel?
Yes, this is her, all right. And it's so good to see you, old girl.
The scans of our probe bots cannot seem to penetrate this craft.
Naturally. You see, the TARDIS has certain properties that prevent such scans.
Then it is a powerful weapon.
Just relax. The TARDIS isn't a weapon at all. It's merely a very advanced form of transport that is beyond your understanding. Coming?
Ensign, wait here. I shall enter the vessel with the prisoner.
Hey, you gunman.
Prisoner? I would have said friend, but, have it your own way.
We should be very close to the Grok ship now.
Good. I have a feeling the Doctor really needs us.
How can you know that?
Well, it's just a hunch, a feeling. Wait, sounds like another one of those hovering things.
You're right, I can hear it.
Quiet. Stay still. I'm going to take this one out as well.
Wait, what makes you think they won't simply send another?
I'll destroy as many as I have to.
Depleting your weapon's power supply in the process. Nice move. You did say it was depleted.
True, but I'll take that chance.
What a foolish male. No logic. This is why men aren't in the military.
Information.
I have detected the Pharaon patrol, Captain.
Three Pharaons and, yes, an unidentified male. Interference! Who is this outsider, and what does he think he's doing interfering in my affairs?
The alien male has moved away from the Pharaon, sir.
So, he thinks to attack my Rome quarter again, eh? Remove him from the playing field, Commander Stark. Bring that man to me.
And what of the Pharaon patrol, Captain?
Leave them in play for now. I shall extract the information I need from the mail.
As you order, Captain Drake.
I have you now, you little...
Max! Look out!
Hey. Hey, what's happening to me?
Where is he? He just vanished into thin air. Max! Max!
Where am I? And who the hell are you?
That's exactly what I was going to ask of you. Drop your weapon. You cannot escape from here.
You want my gun? Come and get it if you're man enough.
Guards! You see, my friend, you are surrounded. Drop your weapon, or I will order my men to open fire.
Damn it. All right, I'll do as you say.
A very wise move.
Captain Petra, this is First Technician Mina. Come in, please.
Go ahead, First Technician. I read you loud and clear.
We lost Max.
Lost him? Explain!
He simply vanished before our eyes.
How is that possible? What exactly happened, Mina?
He was right here, Captain. Then his body began to break up. We could see right through him. Then he completely vanished.
I see. The technology is known to me. It sounds as if he was removed with the use of a matter transmitter. He could be anywhere. We haven't enough information to know for certain, so forget him for now.
How should we proceed?
Continue to the Grok ship. Rescue the Doctor. He may be our only hope of escaping this planet in time.
Yes, Captain. We will comply. Mina out. Come, Patrol. We will proceed.
Oh, it's so good to be home. Did you miss me, old girl?
Doctor, am I glad to see you.
What is that floating device? A weapon?
No. Simply a little friend of mine. Oh, I couldn't hurt a flea, I assure you.
That's what you think.
Oh, hush, I. You're not helping. See, apart from an odd sense of humor, this little drone of mine is perfectly harmless.
Very well, but one wrong move and I will destroy it.
What a charming guess, Doctor.
Did you move my ship, Pye?
I couldn't even begin to know how, Doctor. No, it's as if she made up her own mind. I don't get it.
Well, I have always told you that this is no ordinary ship. She's alive.
I'm beginning to believe you.
And what's with this moving about on your own, eh, old girl? It has something to do with my previous self connecting the drift compensator to the HADS interface, isn't it? Oh, I just knew that'd be an issue sometime or other.
Our scans were not able to penetrate this vessel. However, the outward scans indicate that it is very small. Does your ship have the ability to disguise its true dimensions?
Well, not exactly. Look, it'd take way too long to explain. So just accept that it's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside. Fair enough.
Are all of your species so odd?
I am an extraordinary example of my particular breed.
Ego trip!
Now, first things first. If you'll be patient, I need to look over my instruments. Then I can assess the true extent of the danger.
Our leader said that you were of vital importance. How can you help us?
To begin with, I can use my scanners to find out exactly how far away this asteroid really is. Oh, blast! The Ferrons were wrong. Very wrong, in fact. The asteroid is actually a lot closer than any of us imagined. We haven't as much time as I thought. Blast, blast, blast!
Then you must help us to escape this planet.
No, not to worry. I have equipment here in my TARDIS that can help you to repair the damage to your fuel tanks. And I have plenty of ammonia on board as well. Somewhere. So, if you'll allow me to have a look around, I'll just fetch what you need to get you on your way before it's too late, eh?
But what about the Ferrons?
One thing at a time. I'm good, trust me. Just not as fast as I used to be. Come along. We'll grab my equipment, then head back to your ship. I'm sure you can manage to keep yourself busy until all this unpleasantness is over, eh?
Oh, of course, Doctor. Just shoo the little hovering camera bot out of the way when anything interesting is happening. Typical.
You will answer my question. Who are you and why are you here?
That's two questions, actually.
Yeah! Oh, so you're going to be difficult, are you? That's good. I like the difficult ones.
And you're just gonna love me.
I will ask you one last time. Who are you? Where are you from? Why are you here? Who sent you? Oh, very well then. Have it your own way. Take him to the interrogation chamber. He will soon wish you had chosen the easy path.
There we are. This should be all the equipment we need to make the repairs to your ship.
You have betrayed us. I shall go and inform our leader.
No, wait.
Stay right where you are, Doctor. Do not move.
You fools. Why did you have to rush in like the cavalry? Now look at what you've done. You frightened him off.
Silence! You will come with us!
But...
Come on, Doctor. He'll be back with reinforcements. Let's go!
Look, Mina, I'd truly like to help you, but I've offered up my service to the Grok. Now, perhaps if you were to work together, you might find an equitable arrangement.
You'll come with us, or I'll shoot you where you stand, you understand?
Mina, please. Please put down your weapon. Let's just talk about this.
Talk? The Grok are our enemies, and you were helping them.
I wasn't. I mean, I was, but it's not what you think.
I think you've betrayed us, Doctor. Captain Petra will be most displeased.
Oh? Well, how do you think I feel? Where is that young man, Max?
Your comrade has vanished. No doubt this was part of your little plan.
Vanished? What What do you mean by that, young lady?
You will drop your weapons and surrender, or be destroyed.
Attack force! Do as they say! Drop your weapons!
You will come with us.
I knew it! You're a traitor, Doctor.
I swear to you, Mina, I have not betrayed you.
From where I stand, it's perfectly clear to me that you have. And in so doing, you have doomed us all.
The prisoner is securely strapped in, sir.
Very good, Commander. You and your men may leave us alone.
Aye, Captain.
Who are you? Why are you doing this?
Oh, no. I will be asking the questions. You will listen, and then you will answer. Do you understand? I do not like to repeat myself. This is going to be the first and last time. Do you understand?
I understand, all right. I understand that you can go right to hell.
Still being difficult, eh? Excellent. In that case, breaking you is going to be a real pleasure. Tell me, have you ever seen one of these before?
It's just some electronic-looking metal rod.
Very observant. But it is far more than that.
Look, I don't know what you want or who you are, but I'm no one. Really, I'm no one.
Oh, that is certainly true. Because from this point on, that's exactly what you are. Nothing and no one. You are only a piece of meat. And meat can be tenderized. Now, I am going to ask you some questions. And you, my friend, you are going to scream. And then you are going to answer my questions.
You have been listening to Doctor Who Planet of Doom, Part 3, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, based on an idea by Ron Smith, which starred, in order of appearance, David Ault as Max, Tanya Milojevich as Mina, Jeff Niles as the Doctor, Russell Gold as the Grok, Leader, Brian Reed as I, Jack Calk as the Grok Soldier, Victor Aurelius as Captain Drake, H. Corson Bremer as Lieutenant Barra, Captain John Tattersack as the Grok Ensign, Glenn Haskell as Commander Stark, and Julie Hoverson as Captain Petra. The Doctor Who theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn, based on the original Doctor Who theme as composed by Ron Grainer and the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The co-producer was Jeff Niles. The post-production editors for this production were Jeff Niles and Rachel Pulliam. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Please note that this audio range is not intending to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. The story, Planet of Doom, as written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, is copyright Dream Realm Enterprises 2021. And remember, Dream Realm Enterprises is a not-for-profit organization. This is a labor of love. What we do for you, our fans. Thank you for your support. Join us next time for part 4 of this adventure, brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises and found at dreamrealmsite.com and other sources. Please keep circulating the URL. In other words, share and enjoy. We'll be right back.
This program is copyright 2021, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, warping to new dimensions.